Did you have your best game this last week?
I would definitely say it was one of my better games. But, you know, we needed it, so it's good that I had a good game this week. I got to keep it going, but definitely one of my better games.
What are you looking for in terms of consistency? What do you strive for?
Fair catches, you know, getting the ball 45 yards net, making sure they don't get a return on the ball. And, the coverage team helped me big time this week. They were flying down the field, making plays. So definitely helped, led to a little bit of our success in punt game this week. So hopefully we can keep that going and, you know, improve this week.
The whole special teams had a really good mm-hmm. night, right?
Yeah, the special teams played great. And, that's key to a lot of games is a lot of people don't think about the special teams phase of the game and how much that can play a role in who wins the game. But I think we definitely, helped out the team, and got to keep it going this week. Got another big one this week and every week. So, special teams, they play great, and I know, they're working hard to get better every week. So we'll see how we do this week.
Most conference games you think are going to be close. So how important does that make your job in terms of just flipping the field, position, all of that?
It makes our job huge. You know, one punt can change the game. You know, field position in these games is huge because, you know, every team's really good and every team can make a, you know, make a play, you know, at any moment. So, every one of our special teams plays is huge. And that's usually what has been one of our strengths as a team is our special teams is very consistent. And, we got to keep it going.
What's led to the consistency there?
Coaching, Coach Banks he's an incredible coach, and he's always got us prepared every week for the game.
Uh-huh.
Just the drive that these guys have all over the special teams unit. You know, everybody wants to be involved with special teams, which you don't have everywhere. So, these guys are always, they come out and they're ready. They're paying attention. They're locked into what we're doing that week, and then they're working hard to, improve and get better every week.
How does your strategy change from game to game, depending on what kind of team you're going against?
For me, I usually just, lock into the same stuff every week.
Okay.
Try to hit the ball on the numbers, get a good hang, make sure we get, fair catches and get the ball out of returners' hands. You know, some weeks it's a little bit different depending on what the team, does that week and the returner. So, but for me, usually it's the same stuff, just trying to be consistent week in, week out.
How big is this week for you guys to get a win going into that off week to have that good taste in your
mouth? It's a big week. You know, we're ready to go, and this team's hungry. You know, I've noticed, we're hungry. You know, no matter what happens, no matter on off the field, this team's ready to go every single week, and we're improving every week. So, it's a big week, and we really want to go into that bye week, on a high note.
Kind of a little extra excitement with it being a place that you guys haven't played before in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be cool atmosphere. We're ready to go, and in the SEC you get to play in some great places, so it'll be cool to go out of the swamp and you get to play a really good Florida team and try to put go out there and do what we do and play our best.
You've had quite a bit of success as a team on the road in the SEC, and this is your first true SEC road game. So, will that carry over at all? I mean, is there a confidence factor when you go on the road knowing you've had success?
For us, it's another game. You know, we want to go out there and play our game. We're not going to go out there and play, to the other team's standard. We want to play to our standard every week. And it doesn't matter if it's Kyle Field or if it's at Florida. So we're going to go out there and, play our game.
Any doubt there'll be a hangover from the Alabama game? Not that you guys played bad, but, you want to get that W.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I mean, this team – We'll put the past behind us, and we'll move on to the next game and improve. We'll go back. We watch the stuff from last week, see what we did wrong, and then we can correct that and come out and play better next week.
Do you know anything about Florida's returners?
It's another SEC team, so those returners are explosive, and that's going to be key for us as specialists. Keep the ball away from them, keep the ball out of their hands, and make sure that we shut them down.
Talked about the environment. Do you know anything about Gainesville? Anybody who's played there before?
I have not played there. I'm sure it's a great place to play, and it's one of those cool places you look forward to get to play at. So it'll be another cool road SEC game to go out there, play in a cool place, cool atmosphere, and hopefully come out with a win.
Of course, the Gators are breaking out the cool jerseys for you guys too.
Yes, I did see that. Not sure I really have a word for the jerseys, but that's. It's college football now. Everybody's got their little quirky jerseys and different alternates. So it'll be interesting.
How have you seen Cullen change this year in being named a captain and being given a scholarship and just kind of his personality and his role?
Cullen's been great. I mean, he takes over in special teams, you know, in practice, in games. He's always in. He's always in the play. He's always ready to go. And he really keeps everybody locked in and ready to go. And this year I've really noticed, you know, how he's stepped up into that role as a leader on the special teams unit, you know, helping younger guys, showing them what to do in practice, you know, putting guys where they need to be, and not just doing his job, but also helping other guys learn their job. So he's been a huge leader on our special teams, and he's a huge reason that, you know, we have a lot of success on special teams.